Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Introducing Congressman Bob Turner from Brooklyn and Queens. Introducing the Buffett Rule, which the president says will reduce the inequities in the tax code.
So I decided to look around and see if any of my friends were being affected by shared sacrifice. And they, like me, are enjoying these extremely low tax rates. And in the very high percentage of the cases, the very rich are paying less in the way of taxes than the people to clean their offices. If you make money with money, you get taxed at very low rates, 15% dividends and capital gains, no payroll tax. If you make money with muscle or hard work or sweat of your brow, you get taxed at rates that move on up.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett arguing on Charlie Rose last month that he should pay at least as much in taxes as his employees in the middle class. President Obama will formally introduce a deficit reduction plan based partly on the principle of the Buffett Rule. Later this hour, we will cover it. Our first guest today is New York City's newest congressman, America's newest congressman nationwide, Republican Bob Turner, who won the special election last week in Anthony Weiner's district in Brooklyn and Queens. So Massachusetts Democrats lost Ted Kennedy's seat to a Republican. New York Dems lost Anthony Weiner's. But if Northeast Republicans tend to be moderate Republicans, because Midwood ultimately does not vote like Mississippi, Turner will be put to the test right away by President Obama's new jobs bill and the Buffett Rule in the debt reduction plan. Congressman Turner, welcome back to WNYC.
Oh, good morning, and thank you.
And first things first, congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be elected to office for the first time and in such an upset?
It's strange. A lot to get used to. But people have been very welcoming on both sides of the aisle, and it's been quite an experience.
Tell me more about the lot to get used to. You're 70 years old. You've spent your career in the private sector, largely as a cable TV executive. What are your first impressions of a congressman's life these last few days?
Well, it's serving on a committee is different than being a CEO. But I got a little to get used to and a lot to learn. So I'm setting about that and getting a proper staff organized and setting the right priorities and getting up to speed on much of the agenda, which I'm catching, you know, midstream. So I've got a lot to do and a lot to learn.
You said serving on a committee is a lot different than being a CEO. Do you have your committee assignments yet?
No, not yet. I hope that'll be finalized before the end of the week.
Are there certain committees you would hope to join?
Yes.
And they are?
Well, what I hope and what's available may not be the same.
Right.
But I'm particularly interested in Homeland Security, Foreign Affairs, and perhaps even Veterans Affairs as a vet. You know, so,
when did you serve?
In the Cold War, 62-64.
Where were you?
Oh, Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Ah, domestic assignment.
Oh, lovely.
Anyone asking you for favors yet?
Perhaps we have a few. There are some jobs to fill, and we're on that, both here and in Washington. I'm going to be rather, you know, particular about getting the right staff assignments so I can do this job as well as I can.
Right. Anyone you want to point out who has asked you for a favor yet? Any campaign donors or anyone?
No, I've had very little of that, honestly. So
good. New York's new congressman, Republican Bob Turner, who won the Anthony Weiner seat, my first guest today on WNYC. So to the issues. What do you think of the Buffett Rule?
Well, the heart of this is capital gains. Warren Buffett makes most of his money by investing longer term in ventures that have some risk. And if they grow and he sells them, which he does, and he does this better than anyone, he pays only 15%. The operative word here is both risk and investment. I think the capital gains taxes are low to encourage money to pour into new projects and ventures. These create jobs, create wealth, generate ultimately more revenues. So when Mr. Buffett says he ought to pay more, I think that would only discourage capital from going into these areas. So I would suggest that Warren write a check at the difference between 15% and maybe the 35% that he thinks he should be paying or more. And I'm sure everybody would be very happy with that.
Yeah, but that's one guy. He's proposing a policy prescription. Let me play you another 40 seconds of Warren Buffett saying essentially what you just said in terms of where his tax break comes from on Charlie Rose last month, and hear what else he has to say about it.
What really gives the low rates to the very rich like me is the low tax on dividends and capital gains. If you take these rich people that the IRS singles out from 1992, they've almost had a tenfold increase in capital gains. They've had a tenfold increase almost in dividends. And those are taxed at 15%. And there's no payroll tax on it. Now, the payroll tax accounts for almost as much revenue to the government as the income tax. It's close. $800 billion plus on payroll taxes last year and about $900 billion on income taxes. That's where the money comes from in Washington. And they don't get any payroll tax to speak of on my income.
So more of Warren Buffett, Congressman Turner, and he said in the previous clip, if you make money with money, you get taxed at these very low rates. If you make money with muscle or hard work or sweat of your brow, you get taxed at rates that move on up. So do you think it's worth it for that unfairness, as it's certainly perceived to be by Buffett and the president, to people who work with the sweat of their brow, that money begets money at a lower rate just because there's risk?
Well, I think if people are going to find jobs, they're going to be jobs that somebody has invested in and has taken the risk. If they do that, I would like them to be incentivized. I don't really care if they make a lot of money or a little money, but if they can generate new businesses, new jobs by investing, all the better. And a lower rate would encourage more money, simple as that.
And why does that follow? Why does being taxed at the regular income tax rates make it so difficult for the Warren Buffetts of the world or even the small business owners of the world to say, look, I want to be in business. I can make more money in business potentially if my business succeeds than by going to work for somebody as an employee. And because they're going to get taxed at the income tax rate rather than the special capital gains rate, you think that's enough to dissuade them?
I think where there's someone with money, they can put it into low-risk, non-growth areas like bonds, sometimes paying no taxes, no risk, no development, no growth. And it's a matter of alternatives. And I think people do what is in their interest. A low rate would encourage money to go into development, higher risk opportunities, which are where we grow jobs and businesses.
Let's go to another question. President Obama's jobs bill, $450 billion in what he hopes will be job-creating stimulus, including an infrastructure bank and extending the payroll tax cut. And the payroll tax, which Buffett also referred to, for people who don't know, that's basically the Social Security and Medicare taxes, right?
Correct.
And you only pay that up until about the first $100,000 of your income. The payroll tax cut has given Americans who pay that tax a little bit of it back, and the president wants to extend that. So that's a tax cut, plus the infrastructure bank that he hopes will provide a lot of jobs and create incentives for private industry to create a lot of jobs, as well as beefing up the school building infrastructure and other kinds of infrastructure around the country. So are you for the president's jobs bill or certain pieces of it?
I think the infrastructure expenditures would probably be a good deal. I think the taxpayers get value for their money, and that's just fine. I think some of the ways we pay for this are problematic. I would look at the president has started the ball rolling. I think Congress ought to sit down, soon both sides of the aisle, and figure out what we can do to advance job growth. I think there are parts of this bill we all can agree with. There are other parts that I'm not sure have a great a chance of either passing or really stimulating jobs and job growth. So, but I would credit the president with starting the process, and we sure got enough to do here. So,
Congressman Bob Turner, the Republican who won Anthony Weiner's seat in the special election last week. We have a number of people calling in, Congressman, who want to push back in favor of the Buffett rule, or the principle behind the Buffett rule, that people who make seven figures, whether it's through capital gains or whatever, aren't paying enough income taxes relative to others. So you get now to take what I think will this be your first ever phone call from a listener on a talk show as a member of Congress?
For sure, yes.
And it comes from Ian in Plainfield in New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, Ian.
Hi. Hello, Congressman. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks. I have a question for you. You seem to be saying that those people who manage to who get enough income to manage to invest it are taking significant risk. But it seems to me that you're making the assumption that people who work by the sweat of their brow don't also take risks. I mean, I think an extreme example would be a construction worker who may well be fortunate to have a job, and who may well have, you know, two kids at home and a wife who can't find a job. I mean, that's a risk, going out there to work.
True. I'm not talking about individual risk. I'm talking about capital risk and incentives that the money goes somewhere that can stimulate and grow a business. Capital gains is 15%. Capital loss is a loss. So this is only in regard to money, not the risks that individuals take, and they certainly do. Even taking a job itself is a risk.
That's right. It's a risk, and it's an investment. And I think that we, especially in this economy, I don't think we can afford to separate out, gross capitalism on the one hand and people who are really sort of hurting there on the street. And if somebody from somebody from Warren Buffett's class is speaking, I think we have an obligation to really listen to what he's saying. People, human beings, real workers out there are hurting. You can't afford to go to Washington right now and think only in terms of pure, in investor capitalism. It won't work.
If the congressman is, it has not worked. You're saying it won't work, even though his heart is in the right place, trying to create more jobs.
That's right. It hasn't worked, Brian.
Congressman, and we have a related comment, and then we'll drop this topic. But on our comments page, Phil writes, if lower capital gains rates really incentivize certain people to create jobs, why aren't they creating jobs now? He says tax rates are at historic lows now. Turner's theory is not being borne out by the facts. So one more time.
I don't think we could go back 4 years and say, wow, Turner's theory, which is not Turner, it's Milton Friedman's Chicago School of Economics, and I think that's proven itself over the last 70 years. It works. There ups and downs if we are in a down cycle. But I think capital incentives work, and they will continue to work.
One more related thing. Republicans have said that the Obama administration has not provided a clear message on what tax rates are going to be, and that that's one of the reasons that so much money is on the sidelines. There's uncertainty over whether the health care reform is really going to be implemented and cost businesses certain amounts of money, or the tax rates for corporations or individual owners are going to be changed, and that's causing uncertainty. A lot of Republicans tend to say that. Do you subscribe to that?
I think that is a factor, and if we can sit down and do longer term and longer range planning for taxes, I think often if companies or individuals are saying, "Well, this ball game could change in 16 months. Let's wait and see." A new administration, a new policies, maybe Obamacare can be repealed, maybe Dodd-Frank can be repealed. It may change our entire outlook on where and how we invest money.
So that keeps money on the sidelines. But
we need longer-term planning here.
Yesterday, Google CEO Eric Schmidt said, in his opinion, the real uncertainty comes from fear that the government won't do enough. Here's the key exchange between Schmidt and Christiane Amanpour on ABC this week.
You have a situation where the private sector sees essentially no growth in demand. The classic solution is to have the government step in and with short-term initiatives help stimulate that demand. If they do it right, they'll invest in income and growth-producing things like highways and bridges and schools, new opportunities for the private sector to go then build businesses. Today, not only is there no demand coming out of the government, but because of the housing crisis, nobody sees any improvement in their own liquidity, so nobody's buying anything.
So this is a pretty dark picture that you're painting. Add to that no confidence from the consumers and businesses sitting on something like $2 trillion worth of profits, which they're not going to spend, apparently. Is the president, does he have a material problem with the business community right now?
The real problem is not the business community. The real problem is the Democrats and the Republicans fight for one point or another in a political sphere while the rest of us are waiting for the government to do something concrete and predictable. What business needs is predictable long-term plans. We need to know where is government spending going to be, what are the government programs going to be, and off we go.
Eric Schmidt with Christiane Amanpour. Eric Schmidt, the CEO of Google. So he says the real uncertainty is uncertainty the government isn't going to do enough.
Well, that may vary by industry and even business. I think the uncertainty is the regulation and tax structure right now, and whether they can be changed or not. And that will vary, I think, by business and industry.
So you got Warren Buffett and Eric Schmidt on the same side of this.
Yep. And you got me?
You and Milton Friedman.
All right, I'll take Milton. Thank you.
You have 30 seconds. You have a first bill you hope to introduce?
I'm still working on that, and there's an awful lot for me to learn, brand new to the legislative process, so I'm working pretty hard at it. And it might be a little while before I get involved in a bill.
Congressman Bob Turner, newly elected from Anthony Weiner's old district in Brooklyn and Queens. Good luck in your new job. We'll get back in touch with you, and I hope you're with us.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we'll stay on a related track. Eric Cantor, Republican leader, has come out with a list of the 10 worst government regulations. We will take calls from any of you who are in businesses regulated by the government on what you think are some of the best and worst government regulations. And we'll talk to regulation expert Philip K. Howard, who wrote an op-ed piece about this. He has worked for politicians of both parties. Stay with us.